and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Tell me, are you the ghost of jealousy? Hello, happy Hallows Eve, y'all.
Quick, eh?
Young world.
Quick.
Young world. I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is the Blank with Carlos Ryan! The Halloween 2K23 special.
How many episodes have we had for Halloween so far?
I believe we've only had...
been two?
Two so far.
Damn. Two already, yeah? Mm. You guys have been with us for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Well, 3 years. This is their third year. That's nuts.
But we're here. We did it. Trick-or-treats and all.
It's crazy to think how quick time flies. I don't think we look ridiculous.
That was a very fast. Okay. Right. Cool. So, all right. Well, happy Halloween Eve, everyone. What are you dressed as?
Myself, man. I didn't dress up as anything.
I'm sorry. Oh, this is like.
This is a regular outfit for me. Yeah.
Wow. College Street must really have changed you, man. Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, dude.
Yep. So you're not like
fuck
a,
yeah.
You're not a witch or
what?
You're not a witch.
What? Oh, I am a witch.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a progressive witch.
I see.
Yeah. Because you know, like, there's wizards,
right?
And there's witches,
right?
And then you know, there's normally like a masculine, feminine. Right. I'm a witch.
I see. You're identifying.
I'm identifying as a witch.
There's no stopping you.
From no. No, no.
You cannot be convinced of
no.
Any. I see. No, well, I mean, because there's some pretty big wizards you could be, you know.
No,
like there's
no, the... don't. No. I'm a witch.
Okay. All right.
That loves Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
You know, the Thriller shirt.
Okay. And a sneak peek of country music. You'll see that in a bit.
Oh, you like country?
Oh, I love country music.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Accent switched up. Okay. So you are a country witch.
I'm a southern country witch.
Yeah. And what do you fly? And what's your vehicle of choice?
A Swiffer wet jet.
You fly on a. Just to be clear, you are a progressive witch that loves country music and Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson?
And flies on a Swiffer wet jet.
You got it. You got it, babe.
All right. And do you, like, perform curses, or is it just like a...
No.
Oh. You just mind your own business and...
No.
Just flying on your Swiffer wet jet.
No, honestly, I'm just out here, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's... do you have a name?
Agatha.
Agatha. All right, so
wait a second.
Yeah,
who are you supposed to be?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I am a construction worker, but not just any construction worker. I am a construction worker on the Eglinton LRT. funny enough, I'm actually supposed to be there right now, and but you know what? I decided I'm gonna be doing the podcast because you know what? There's other things more important than doing construction on Eglinton.
Damn. That's deep.
Yeah.
So anyone who in Toronto knows that's deep.
Yeah. So that's what I am this year.
I like it. I like it. But yeah, no. Happy Halloween,
happy everybody. Halloween, everybody. Yeah. You want to say hello to the children?
Yeah. Just want to say happy Thursday, everybody. I know that Halloween's in a few days. You know, Toronto's weekends are always lit, especially during Halloween, during this time. But we got it on a Tuesday, so... But happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you for joining for another episode. I know Carlos and I are definitely excited for today's episode. Our Halloween episodes are always kind of fucking weird. There's always some, like, some random shit that we end up talking about. Yeah. But honestly, thank you for joining. It's crazy. As I was saying earlier, it's 3 years now since our first Halloween episode. And, you know, we got a couple of the props in the back. And then I went out and got this progressive hat. But yeah, no, we're out here for another episode. So thank you very much. If you happen to be listening on the weekend, have a safe weekend. Honestly, that was one crazy thing. There's a lot of like random crap that's been going on.
Downtown is pretty wild.
And you know, especially with one of these weekends where everyone's out and about, people drinking this and that. You know, you never know what you run into. So definitely be safe this weekend if you can. Enjoy it. You know, we'll definitely try to at least, and then hopefully we'll have some stories for next week if anything. But yeah, that's all I got to say. Hell yeah, brother.
Oh, boy. Drinking a Bud Light, too.
Unfortunately, I don't have any Bud Light with me, but no. I would. That's my which is drink of choice.
You spike your drink with your cauldron, rather, with some Bud Light. Attaboy. Attaboy. I was watching Simpsons for the first time in a while, like the newer seasons.
What season?
Like, literally, no, sorry, the last Treehouse of Horror that came out.
Because I think they're at like 30 something now.
It's 35th season.
35th. Wow. Yeah. It's nuts.
So I was watching the Treehouse of Horror. Treehouse of Horror. Can you imagine?
Treehouse of Horror. That sounds like an entertainment show.
It's a Treehouse of Horror. Hoarders.
What's that? That one like live television? Not like live, but there's that one channel that always used to have stuff like that. Like
any
guest address. And then they have like all the home improvement fucking shows and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
it's like TNT
Home Network?
Home Network or something. Maybe, like that. Yeah. That sounds like something it would be. Yeah. Treehouse of Hoarders. Some you shit know, like
just
that.
Just going to a treehouse and then it's just your kid that's hoarding already at an early age. Just dealing with the struggles of school and so how do they cope with it? By hoarding their treehouse. And we're gonna clean it up today. Hardhead.
I like it.
I also like Hardhead. Anywho, let's carry on with the show. Do you know who Sexy Red is?
I have no idea.
It's a song I was playing earlier where you were dancing all freakish-like.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Ryan likes to... I don't know what it is about his costume, but Ryan likes to bust it open for a few people for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it's Sexy Red, so I get it. Sexy Red is a artist who was featured on Drake's album and also has a pretty big following now.
Really?
She has a song called Pound Town.
Pound Town?
Yes.
Damn.
And you can make any assumptions you want, and then if it's probably going to be the correct one. Referring obviously to vigorous sex in the bedroom.
I was thinking blacksmithing.
Ah. Because that's what they're rapping about today, blacksmithing.
I don't know, you gotta give them the benefit of the doubt, man.
Yeah, sure. And then, her new album, Pioneer Village, is coming out. Jesus. Pound Town. The chorus, one of the lines is, my coochie pink and my booty hole brown.
Damn. Bars.
Yeah.
Straight bars.
I mean, she's saying nothing but facts to me. I mean,
what song did Drake get her on?
It's a song. What's the name of this song? Rich Baby Daddy is the
Rich
name
Baby
of the song.
Daddy. Like, I heard a lot of good reviews from that album. Like, I listened to it.
I wasn't big on it.
You didn't big on it?
No.
But what would you give it out of, like, a 10?
Like a 6.
A 6?
Yeah.
6. It's not terrible.
It's not terrible, but
not
it's
terrible.
Not, I don't know. Not one of my favorites. I love Drake, but just, you know, this album wasn't it for me. Only like 2 songs I like. You know what song I think you'd like? Tried Our Best. It was a really good song.
Tried Our Best?
It's like a, yeah, it's like a, I liked it a lot.
I think I did like a half listen through, and then I like, so usually I'll get in like the car if I'm like driving or something like that, and I'll just play it through, just listen to everything, and then I think I did a half through.
And then you just switch the country.
And then I just totally forgot, and then I switch over to country, and then put on this hat.
Yeah.
And fucking rock out, dude. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's. I like the one song with SZA. That was a good song.
Oh, Slime You Out.
Yeah, I like that song.
I didn't like that
song. No,
no, it wasn't my favorite.
I love like the poetry in the fucking beginning of that song. I think that's what got me.
Oh boy, you and your goddamn poetry.
I love it, man.
You witches and your goddamn fucking art projects on the side. Unbelievable. Speaking of driving, I was on my way here. Fucking, I am never gonna take goddamn Eglinton and fuck it. What that little dude? There are some terrible drivers here, yeah, bro.
Definitely.
What the fuck? I remember making a left. I was on Eglinton making a left turn on what street was it? Dover Court, I think. And freaking, while I'm driving, some bitch was to overtake the opposite end and drove on oncoming traffic towards me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Trying to crash into you,
bro.
Messed up.
What are you doing?
Real messed up.
You're trying to prevent me to do my fucking due diligence by coming here to the and you're driving onto oncoming traffic? Right, for what? You can't just wait a little bit for other people to make a left turn? Fuck you, whoever you're driving. And you know what? You're on some people's kids. And if you're watching this, I hope your premiums go up and I hope you never goddamn drive again.
Damn.
I hope you're stuck taking fucking TTC and get bed bugs, you bitch.
What car was it?
It was like a white SUV. I wasn't paying attention. My life was flashing before my eyes.
Damn.
Ah!
Damn.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Some people's kids.
We don't even know her name. We don't even know her name.
We don't even know her name.
Damn. I know.
I looked directly at her. I looked at her soul. I just, you know,
gave her that?
Do something stupid. I don't just look at them. I look at their. I make eye contact, and I don't stop. If the person was beside me, I just turn my way. And if the lights is green and people are honking, I don't give a fuck.
No, you got to try to look in that person's soul.
I just, and now they remember me.
Because they'll never learn the lesson if they don't feel that. You know, they have to feel it in their soul. They're like, I did something wrong there because that person's looking at me so hard. You know, I'm sure that everyone can like sort of feel this in a sense, or like you've known how this feeling is when you do something wrong. And I think it definitely comes from like stems from your parents when you were younger.
Absolutely. The disappointment look.
That disappointment look. When you do something wrong nowadays and then you get like a look from a stranger or the person that was affected by your wrongdoing and they just look at you.
You're just like
in your soul.
Just like, goddamn. My mom used to look at me just like that.
Yeah.
I definitely fucked up.
They definitely feel it.
Yeah.
And I felt that many, many times. So, God.
And you probably still feel it.
We all belong to some people's kids on that when we did some shit like that.
Absolutely.
So.
You probably still feel it now with your marketing director. Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Shout out to our marketing director.
Shout out to the marketing director.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You 100% do. She tells me. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. Are you doing anything for Halloween?
No. There's actually no plans, funny enough.
Well, that was this week's episode. Thanks you guys so much for joining us. And
well, usually we do something every year, but then for some reason it just didn't happen this year. So I'm sure like something may come up. Do you feel too old for Halloween?
Fuck no.
Is there an era of Halloween that like you just the age falls into that like sort of time? So it's like from like let's say 4 to 16, you're like still in that mode where we're gonna go trick-or-treating.
All adults are not into Halloween. They don't like Halloween, okay? I know the dudes only dress up for one reason and one reason only.
What reason is that?
The sex.
Oh,
100%.
Damn.
That's damn. It. When you were a kid, you did it for the costumes because the costumes look cool. You did it in high school because, damn, you wanted to see the chicks. You don't want to take pictures with the females that are dressed up the sexiest.
Damn.
And obviously in a high school regulatory fashion. Okay?
And now, in the thought adult, process of being in high school.
You know what I mean?
I
want to be clear. I am an adult. This. I do not feel that high school kids wearing costumes now are attractive. I am not with that shit. I want to be clear.
Now Trudeau's that, coming for our podcast. Yeah, we're screwed. Yeah,
whatever. Then you can donate how many others to a different country after. And now in adulthood, we men do it to dress up and fit in with the females when it's a nice conversation starter. That's all this is.
Damn.
You be like, oh, hey, what are you supposed to be? And then I answer them, I'm supposed to be fixing Eglinton LRT station. Like, ha, 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 you're funny. I'm not wearing a costume. And then, you know. That's how it goes, and you start from there.
You're at your apartment or her apartment. Let me get you a drink. Boom. That easy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
I hope that's the guys Halloween. That be listening be
that's
taking
Halloween
notes.
In a nutshell for adults.
I hope y'all be taking notes.
That's why you do it. And then there's others that want to, you know, try to fit in with the cool younger kids. Those are the creeps you watch out for.
Yeah.
That's Halloween.
I see that.
Yeah, right?
I definitely see that. Yeah.
Have you ever been to a haunted mansion? Or like a...
You
know, one of those events? Like, you've been to Fear Fest, I'm sure.
Maybe.
You've never been to Fear Fest?
No, I've been to Fear Fest. Okay. I've been to Fear Fest, and then is Fear Fest the Wonderland one?
Yes.
Okay, and then I've also been to the C&E one.
Screamers.
Screamers. I've been to that one. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It used to be the C&E.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And then, funny enough, like, way back in the day, back in Newmarket, one of my, like, old buddies I haven't heard from him in years. So yeah. I don't really know exactly where he is, but his name was Ryan Bagley. Shout out to Ryan Bagley. You're a good dude. But his
were you
dad
friends with him because you shared the same name.
No, yes. For some reason there was fucking a million
clear,
Ryans.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan is an absolute narcissist who only likes to hang out with Ryans only. He only knows that he only remembers this Ryan because his name was also Ryan.
There was this huge fucking fluctuation of Ryans being born during here the 90s. Go. So that's here why. So I swear, man, like literally in my here class there was like four Ryans.
Oh boy.
Because for some odd reason all of our parents were like, oh my God, I love the name Ryan. And then somebody else is like, I love the name Ryan. And then there's all these fucking Ryans. I hate it.
That's not true. You wanted to.
I hate it.
You wanted to fit it and you also wanted to stand out. So you were in a bit of a connection.
They make me sick.
Let's be clear. Your birth name was Yen. That's all that was.
Make
you had
me
Yen. So you
sick.
Went to school one day and then you noticed that all the kids were named Ryan. And you're like, man, I don't want to fucking stand out. So you went home one day and you're like, Mom, I want to be Ryan. Like, wait, what the fuck? Your name's Yen. No, it's Ryan. So you went to the government's office. Your mother struggled. She worked hard and she got that change for you. And now you're Ryan Yen.
Damn.
That's the story. That's the story. But now you're not just a Ryan. You stand out because now you're going to use your cool popularity powers to be the most popular Ryan. Now you're top tier, and that's how we are here today. So, Ryan Bagley, I apologize. You have to deal with that shit going to school with this clown.
West Side, baby.
Oh, dear God. Anyways, continue with your story.
So then Ryan Bagley, his house was like a corner lot. He had a huge fucking backyard. Like, I'm talking huge. Like, it was probably like, if you can think of like half a soccer field.
That big.
That's for some reason, it's just a fucking huge backyard. Like, so then every winter, he would turn.
Pool.
He didn't have a swimming pool, but I think his mom was really into gardening.
Ah.
But during the winter, his dad would turn it into a skating rink, which was fucking
Jesus
sick.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, super Newmarket.
What the
But then
fuck?
In the Halloween, he like absolutely loved Halloween, his father. So then his father turned like spent his own money, like a couple thousand every year to turn it into a haunted maze. And then his older brothers would be like the clowns and like the murderers of the maze kind of thing. It was sick. And the amount of money that he would spend on like chocolate bars and stuff like that, you get a huge like a full chocolate bar at the end of it instead of like the small candy things if you made it through the whole way. So shout out to Ryan Bagley. That was a really cool memory back
in
the day.
What the shit is going on?
Literally, so he would turn into a whole like corn maze kind of thing. Obviously, he'd put signs so you knew where you were going, and he didn't want people to stand there for too long or get lost. So then he would like put signs, but you'd walk through it, you get scared by a whole bunch of different shit. His older brothers, I don't remember their names, but they were nice guys too, and they would like scare you. Mm. It was sick, man. So
they're probably named Ryan also.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. Ryan 1 and Ryan 2.
Ryan 2.
Or
Ryan.
Good Ryan, bad Ryan.
Yep. That was insane. I mean, all I did as a kid was just go to class and they split candies with us. So
Did you celebrate Halloween as like a young kid?
I mean, I wore costumes to school.
Oh, okay.
That's about it.
Like, I know some families were just not about that. Like,
my
I have friends
was
that
pretty, my yeah. mom was pretty iffy about it because, you know,
the whole,
you know,
Satan
she's a Christian
thing.
And Satan thing. But my thing is, Satan used to be an angel too. Like, you know,
yeah,
just
shit. I actually
clearly worshiping Satan is a lot more fun.
I don't see nothing
that's
wrong,
my message.
Man.
That's my message, guys. Kids, if you're out there, worship Satan.
I don't see nothing wrong, man. Hey,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, I actually listened to this this podcast recently where it was all about the scare of like Satanism during like the early 90s to like mid 2000s, like that era. And like, well, probably even earlier than that with like, was it Charles Manson?
Yeah.
Like great that guy. Kind of area. But what's that? The one like LA killer. He like used to have sex with gay like guys, and then kill them in that hotel that they did the documentary in.
The hotel.
You remember the doc? Cecilia, the girl that the Asian girl that disappeared in the water tank. Hotel thing in LA.
Oh yes. Yeah. Okay.
The creepy ass hand thing.
Yes.
So
yes,
that hotel that she happened to stay at, yeah. There was also evidence to say that there was this one like he was like a Spanish guy or a Mexican guy where he was a serial killer. He used to take guys to that hotel, have sex with them. He would murder them like brutally in that same hotel. So that's why that hotel gets a really bad rep. But that guy supposedly was like a really big Satanist. He was like, oh, I worship Satan, all this kind of crap. And then that's what like also added to the whole like scare of Satanism. But then if you go back and like look at all of the different facts and what Satanism really is to like real Satanists, like in modern day, it has nothing to do with like the fucking craziness, murder, like, all that kind of crap. It's like it's its own like religion, yeah, realistically.
Yeah.
And a respectful one at that, if you actually look into it, funny enough.
My dietitian is a Satanist.
Really?
Oh, man, you know, just gives me, like, tips on what to eat. And he's like, it's kind of weird, though. I say bye to him. He's like, all right, hail Satan. Like, don't do that. All right, bye.
All right, brother.
Take care. I won't, but okay, bye-bye. It's kind of weird.
But yeah.
I don't think I've ever met a Satan worshiper. But, I mean, I get it. I've learned also that I've seen, like, because there was a video I saw where, was it BuzzFeed, I think, that did it? It was a Christian dude. And he had to be handcuffed to a Satanist for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically did like, or it was, or not a week, maybe like 2 days each. So it was like 2 days what the Satanist did, and then 2 days what the Christian did. So wow. They both went to each other's churches to see what they did. And they ended up like they were like, yeah, they're like, no, like, this is cool. Like, I get it. Like,
yeah.
I understand.
Like, you can see it from the other perspective kind of thing. Yeah.
So like, it was interesting to see, you know what I mean?
It's definitely something that gets a really bad rep just due to, you know, some of the things that were,
and the sodomites,
you know, betrayed.
Oh, I'm just saying, all you say devil worship it. Remember the what was it, the Bone Thugs and 3-6 Mafia had the what's it called when they mix up the, you know,
remixes,
the the show, you know, those shows where they go song for song. During the COVID, they did that on like Instagram. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, it was Battle something.
Yeah,
or
you know those
Verses or something like that. Verses, yeah.
And then Busy Bone from Bone Thugs was like backstage, and the camera was on him. He's like, "All right, y'all, we're about to get ready. Bone Thugs and Harmony is about to go on stage and go against 3-6 Mafia, and I can't wait to show you up, you devil worshiping motherfuckers." And he was like serious too, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Well, I didn't actually realize until somebody told me the whole like 3-6 Mafia thing. I didn't take that in until
like maybe like high school.
Yeah, literally.
And I've known them for a while, and then it's like, you know what 3-6? I was like, what are you talking about? It's like 6-6. Like, oh, shit.
That makes sense.
Ah, fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey. They still, hey man, I'm not like, I get it. You know, the 666 is not really it's a mark of the beast. You don't fuck with it. It's not good. It's terrible. But did you make the song Pop in My Collar? Huh? Did you make Sipping on Some Scissor? Huh? Stay Fly? Did you make those songs?
And you know what they made really big? Remember those sweaters with those skulls on it?
Yes.
Remember, I don't know what it was called. I don't know if it was like 5'9" or something like that.
Used to wear those in
yeah, video. Those things. Those were like really big during the early 2000s, so they made them huge.
Oh, yeah. But hey, here we are.
Yeah, interesting.
In your face. I gotta stay fly.
Classic. Classic.
That is a classic song. Do you know any other demonic artists that you're not supposed to be listening to growing up? Did you have those? Were you told of any things that you weren't supposed to do growing up because of the demonisms?
I don't think so. Not to that extent. I actually like got bullied by one of my cousins for like listening to like music that was like swearing and shit like that.
You got bullied for listening to music with swearing?
Like, yeah, well, like swearing and like hardcore rap and shit. You know what? I remember this one memory by my cousin V. Love you. And then I was listening to like this DMX song with Cisco, and I think in the song he's like Tisha, Tiandra, or whatever. He's like naming off a bunch of girls, and he's talking about how like he has sex with them and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there as like a 10-year-old kid being like, ugh.
Yeah. This shit.
Fire.
Yeah.
And then he came in and he hit me across the back of the head. And then he made me sit in a corner for like half an hour and told me, don't be listening to that shit so early. That was a scary moment in my life.
Okay. How old was he at the time?
Probably a teenager.
He was a teenager.
Probably 18, 17.
I see.
Something like that.
Telling you not to listen to that music.
Yeah. I was probably like 9 or 10.
I see. Well, it was not appropriate to listen to that music at the time.
I didn't know. I thought it was cool.
You rightfully deserve
it. And everyone knows that I love Cisco, so.
You should have been listening to songs by S Club 7 or NSYNC at the time. So, shame on you.
S Club. But yeah.
Ain't no party like an S Club party.
But yeah, what about you? Was there any like...
I wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter because of the witchcraft.
Wow.
That's true. I ended up watching the movies old. I got old. And like, this was all the hype. Yeah. It was okay. I liked the movies.
What about Slipknot or something like that? Like Slipknot. That kind of shit?
I mean, I checked it out. Like I watched the videos. I just made sure my mom was around because I didn't want her freaking out because I didn't want her to think I was like fucking sacrificing goats and shit. But, you know, I was like, well, yeah, I watched Slipknot. I watched Korn.
Yeah.
You know, the what's the name? Boom. That song was weird. I'm like, yeah, I think they had cool videos. Well, who else was out there?
I think from that
Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson would be huge. That was huge, actually. Like, oh, yeah. That one's like a perfect example.
He was blamed for the school shootings, apparently, because the Columbine, they were listening to
that him. Was actually huge.
They were listening to
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Another one.
Ozzy.
Dude biting pigeons' heads off and shit.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me of Lil Nicky. That movie with Adam Sandler. That was a really good movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
And Ozzy Osbourne's in it.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie in ages.
That was a good movie.
I should rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
And you know what other movie? You know The Frighteners with Michael J. Fox?
No.
It's an interesting one. I watched that. That was probably like the first. I don't even know if I call it a horror movie because it's like comedy influence as well. But it was like the first like horror-esque, I guess, movie that I've seen. It's basically Michael J. Fox. He's like a ghost exterminator. But he's the one that is like haunted by ghosts. So he's like conning these people and the ghosts are working with them to con these people.
Oh, interesting.
And then the whole event starts from there.
Damn.
Yeah. The Frighteners. Check it out. A little, I wouldn't say a classic, but more so like a hidden gem. Check that one out. All right, guys. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Ryan's going to be singing.
We'll be back.
We ain't seen ooga, booga, booga. Us together or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just your t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I could look at my whole life. A love like that leaves a witch has second thoughts. I guess some things last forever after all.
Wow.
I think we should do a test. I don't know. Because I switched the frequency.
Oh.
You want to keep that, don't you?
Well, I mean, we have to now. See y'all in a bit.
After.
Yeah.
This is a test.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
I changed the hertz on this shit, so it should work. Damn. I don't know how people have long hair, man.
You know who also changed the hertz? A goddamn ex-girl trying to fucking break my heart and shit. She changed the hertz on me bad.
Damn.
It hurts my heart, my bank account.
Damn.
My emotions, all in all, man.
Damn.
Fucking can't even look at a rainbow without smiling anymore because she probably at the end of that shit trying to for their gold digging ass.
Ooh, bars.
Whatever. It's whatever, man. You know what, bitch? If you listen or you watch it,
oh, bitch.
You know what you did. Or you know what, witch? Because it's Halloween theme. You know what, witch? You know what you did. You broke my goddamn heart. and you hurt me bad. I'm in a Drake mood now. I'm gonna finna blast some Drake and be in my feelings now because you broke me. All right. And just because we in Halloween, I hope you know what? To me, you're like a haunted mansion. You finna get ghosted every time you go on Tinder, every time you're in your Instagram DMs.
Bars.
Finna get ghosted.
Bars.
I hope you happy with the rest of your life. I'm Casper now. I'm ghost too, bitch.
Drop the mic. Damn.
Treat you right. Ooh,
ooh, ooh. Is there anyone featured on that song?
No, it's just him.
Just him?
Well, there's backup singers. I don't know who they are, though. Mm.
They don't get enough credit.
The backup singers?
Yeah.
Shout out to backup singers, man.
Legit. They probably got their name and like the CD. You remember how you used to have the booklet for the CD?
Yeah. They
don't even really have that anymore.
No, they don't.
You know what I mean? So like for us, we'd have to look into it. Like you'd have to Google it or some shit. Like that.
Yeah, you have to go to Wikipedia now. But yeah, backup singers. You never know, man. You never know. You know who used to be a backup singer? Mary J. Blige.
Damn.
And look at her now.
Damn.
Look at her now.
Shout out to backup singers.
So, yeah, if you're a backup singer, you're doing God's work, all right? Don't think like it's not for nothing. You're a singer for a reason.
You're killing it,
you
girl.
You were chosen for a reason, okay?
Mm-mm.
And then when you get your star, you get your day in the starlight, star bright, that's when you kill it, all right? Like I said, Mary J. Blige was a backup singer. Jennifer Hudson also was a backup singer.
Oh, Jay Hood.
Jay Hood.
Damn.
She can sing.
Damn.
And now look at her.
One of the best.
One of the best. So... just now.
Oh, you know what? When you brought up the Harry Potter thing earlier, it brought me to this thing. So I was watching the news today, and supposedly, during the seventh movie, during filming, there was a stunt guy that did like this stunt, and he literally like shattered his spine or something like that during this fucking stunt.
Yeah.
And now he's in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
That's crazy.
Can you believe that? From the fucking movie.
Holy shit.
So then his name's like Dan something, like Dan Papperly or something like that.
Yeah.
I looked a little bit into it. And he's in like this crazy fucking wheelchair. And now Daniel Radcliffe, like the guy who plays Harry Potter, he's doing like a documentary on him.
Because of the
whole like.
That's crazy. Because I'm pretty sure that's not the only movie he's done.
Yeah. Probably so not. Yeah, crazy. So wow. It's like life altering thing, right? Yeah.
For one move.
So
stunt people too need love too, I guess, man. Holy shit, man. That's wild.
Yeah,
huh?
Crazy. So there's like supposedly like a small documentary coming out of him like soon about him.
Yeah.
And it's just him about maybe this stunt. I don't know exactly what it is, but just crazy
fact.
Yeah.
Oh, I learned a fact recently. You know who was gonna play Voldemort in Harry Potter? Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Like he was chosen to play the part, but the reason why he didn't go through with it was because he actually went, was it rehab for depression?
Wow.
So he had to deal with that, and then chose the actor afterwards, and then it worked out. But yeah, it would have been a very different movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Imagine Mr. Voldemort making all those faces. Been like a silent character. Why aren't you saying anything, Voldemort?
That was a classic, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean,
that guy was a fucking classic.
Oh my god, he's like a god. He's a god in England, I'm sure.
Yeah,
like his entertainment's like second to none. How many movies does he have? He's just a silent dude.
You know when you said that when I pictured that in my head, I pictured him like being in like the UK or like in London, and then there's just like girls like grinding up
just
on
grinding
him,
up on him, and he's just making that face.
Like, he's a god.
Ooh.
Oh,
hey, Mr. Bean,
god.
I love you, Mr. Bean. Yeah. Oh my god, just like
that's so
he got knighted.
Oh yes,
so it's Sir Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah. Huge
knighted. Do you think you can handle being knighted? I don't think I have the patience for that. I'd be like, man, this is so fucking stupid.
I don't think I would want to be knighted.
Sir. Like, don't call me Sir Carlos, really?
I wouldn't want to be that. That shit's too like old school.
Really?
I don't care
too
about
old
that
school?
Shit. Yeah.
You don't want to dress up?
No, I don't fuck.
Sir?
I don't fuck with y'all.
Oh, hey man, there's some great people that have been knighted, man.
I don't fuck with y'all.
Freaking Lewis Hamilton got knighted. So it's
Lewis Hamilton got knighted.
He did.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Patrick Stewart. What's his name? Gandalf. I forget his real name. He also got knighted.
How do you get knighted? Like, what are the requirements to be knighted?
You got
to
be a fucking fantastic entertainer.
From London, from England. You have to be from England. Oh, okay.
I believe so.
That's crazy.
Because you know what's weird? I went to school. I remember in elementary school, there was a dude that came into our place, and he spoke, like, not like England English, but like Toronto, like Canadian English, and he got knighted. There was video of this, him getting knighted. So I'm like, do you have to be English to be? I don't think so, though.
Weird.
But
I don't know.
I don't know. It just seems like a bit excessive just to get two taps on the shoulder. I assume it has to be King Charles now because the queen, as we all know.
But just like the amount of money that probably gets spent to do those knighting ceremonies is probably a lot of fucking money.
It's at the castle.
Yeah, at the castle, the amount of people, all the televised, like all that stuff. Like, you're probably looking at least a couple hundred thousand.
But
to
then
do
why would
like
you
want to
get knighted now? Because look at Rowan Atkinson. This dude played a fucking moron for like 30 years and now he's knighted. So is there even any?
I don't know. Just don't know.
You got Elton John, who's a fantastic musician. Sir Patrick Elton Stewart. John. You know what I mean? Lewis Hamilton's an athlete. And then Rowan Atkinson for playing one character.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know.
Just to be called Sir?
He's definitely got some classics.
I command that respect right now. They call me Sir in these streets. You know? That's all.
Yeah, weird.
Whatever. Fuck knighthood, man. It would be really cool, though, to have, like, a sword or something. If they give you, like, a sword. Like, a gift bag. Like, hey, congrats on being a knight. Here's your gift
here's
bag
your, here's
and
your gift
sword.
Bag.
It's like a sword. And
you get
like
a sword.
Like, rare photos of what fucked up shit the monarchy did. Oh, boy. What's King Charles saying? What do you think he's up to? You know, in that
he's probably freaking
he's
the fuck out.
Shit.
He's probably freaking
the
fuck out.
Fuck! I didn't think I'd get this so soon.
Literally,
but she lived like
in his
90 something. What the hell?
He's like in his room drinking scotch. He's like,
I don't
I'm
know
fucked.
What to do,
he's,
man.
I don't know
really
what
do,
I'm supposed
what
to
do.
He's like, I didn't ask for this
he's
shit.
Been, yeah, you know what I mean. He's been really quiet. You know, he needs to step up a bit.
Or you are a king. Now I picture him like just in the castle. And wine planet thing, a whole bunch of fucking bunch of London broads.
Can you imagine that old, his old ass.
I would not be surprised, man.
Really?
I would not be surprised.
No, yes, quite there. Yes, yes. One pun meeting. Is that how you say it? Oh, right on, right on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's exactly how I pictured.
Really?
It. Yeah.
Just
100%
in his boxers, just like getting wined on every day.
Yeah, why not?
Just wake up in the morning.
You're the fucking king.
There's a wake up in the morning. There's a ting waiting for you in the hallway. Madam, yes, I'm waiting for my wine, please.
Yeah.
Damn. Is that
what a life?
Is that what is that your dream when
you're
a king?
I don't know. I
would
what
know
would
you
if
do
my
if
dream
you were king for a day? What would you, king for
like
a day?
King of London?
Yeah, or king
of the world.
King of the world for a day.
I don't know.
No,
I'd probably eat a steak.
You do that now.
I need a steak.
You need like an expensive ass steak, like one of the. You'd request the most, like the most exquisite
fly to
steak.
Fly to Japan.
Yeah.
To go get
in
like,
a day.
The best.
Just for a day.
Yeah, just for the day.
And then they fly you back the same day.
Yeah, and then the day.
But you
done.
Know, by the time you get back, it's over.
The day's done.
You probably have to pay for the ticket. When
that's
you get
all
back.
I. Excuse me, sir. You took first class to Japan and.
Your 24 hours are up, so
you owe us $24,000 for this first class ticket.
Damn, so that's it, huh?
I don't know.
You don't
what would you be doing
for a day? I mean, I'd probably drive around to a few houses, you know, some people that doubted me, just be like, hey, check the crown, bitch.
Done did
check
it.
The crown, done did it.
Done did it.
Have people throw petals on the floor when I'm walking on the street, you know?
That'd be pretty
walking,
wild. That'd
right?
be pretty wild.
You know, with a long-ass cape, top of the morning, bitches. Go back to the old high school there, you know, see a few teachers, be like, hey, this is what I'm up to now. It's only for a day, but I just wanted to let you
still,
know what I'm up to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Were you king ever? No.
No.
I don't think so.
You weren't, so I'm going to make a decision. You still teach here? Congratulations. You're fired, and your pension belongs to me now.
Boom.
There. For a day. I'd be very petty. I'd be very, very petty.
Yeah?
I'd be very petty for a king. That's all.
People got to be petty, you know? No problem.
Then I probably send money to Ghana, see if they do anything. Expose and expose the corruption there first and foremost. I just want to be like, I want the corruption exposed in 2 hours, and do some executions along the way. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, in Florida, they're executing you now for being a pedophile.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, man.
So, good luck to all you Floridians.
Florida's nuts, man.
It's a wild place. I was watching, I still watch those body cam videos still.
Oh, for cops and stuff like that. Yes,
I saw one in Florida, obviously. And it was in a Walmart. So the cop is walking up. And so basically they put in the description that this dude was in the Walmart and he was jerking off in the goddamn Walmart. Just.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like, it's like, you know.
What are you doing?
Can you imagine passing by someone and be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, shit, I'm better now, baby. Like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, yo. But so the cop walks up to the guy. He wasn't jerking. He wasn't catching him jerking off or anything. He was just standing there and he had some shit in his hand. And then the cop just looks at him. He's like, hey, man, come on. Let's go outside. Let's go. It's like, what? And the guy's like, what did I do? Cop, come on. The guy just looks at him. He drops his shit and just runs away. Just starts running. And the cops chases after him. He's chasing him after he's chasing him out of the Walmart. He goes and running in the parking lot.
You're laughing this whole time.
Oh, yeah. I'm dying of laughter. Yeah. I love these videos. These are hilarious. So the cop pulls out the taser. It's like, taser. Tases him. The guy's still running.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know what he's built different for sure.
Definitely.
So he's still running. The guy ends up slowing down. He's tired, I guess. The taser didn't do shit to him, clearly. So the cop tackles him down. Like, go on the ground. The guy's like, what did I do? Motherfucker, you ran away from a police officer that asked you to come outside. Obviously, you're not an innocent person. What so they're cuffing him up. They pick him up from the ground. So they were still outside in the parking lot. So they're walking him back inside because like there's a little office area for the people that got caught stealing and shit. So they're walking him back. The guy still tries to break away every now and then. From the grab, the police officer's like, oh, hold still. Stop it. So then the guy is right in front of the office. He tries one more time to run. The cop is like, what are you doing? Dude, you're going to jail. The guy's just like, come on, just give me a ticket. Now, can you
just
imagine?
Just give me a ticket.
being a fucking sexual deviant, jerking off, and then the nerve to ask a police officer to...
What are you doing?
Unbelievable.
You're also on some people's.
What the fuck? So they sit this dude down. He's not telling his name. He's not giving the age. He's complaining that he dropped his phone. So they're asking him. They're asking the cops to get the phone
get his
for
phone.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's begging for water. They give him the water. And he didn't even ask nicely. They let him drink it. And then when they stop giving him the water, he's like, more. Man, if that was me, I'd throw that water in his face and be like, you fucking, don't you ever talk to me like that. Ever.
I'm surprised the Florida cops didn't just beat the shit out of
him. I would have been only in Florida. I would have been like, hey, like, it's okay.
If I will not.
The comment would be like, no one will judge you.
I would expect Florida. That in Florida, yes.
Beat his ass.
Yeah, 100%.
So they were very patient with him. So I commend them for that because oh my God, the shit he was doing, I would have lost it. I would have lost it.
Damn.
So yeah, he was hiding information from them. There was one point where they asked him, what's your phone number? He's like, I don't have a phone number. Like, oh, okay. So I guess we don't have to get your phone on the floor. It's like, why not? Because you say you don't have a phone number. I do have a phone number. I don't want to tell you. So a few moments pass. The one cop comes in with a phone scan, and they have to scan his face now because he's not telling him information.
Oh yes.
So the guy's hiding his face from it. He's like, and then the cop has to hold their head. He's like, all right.
Oh my God, what a mess.
So they scan the.
I thought the worst is already over.
No. So they scan his face. They ended up getting his information. He's been arrested before, so he's done this shit before.
What are you doing?
And not only that, he's been arrested for assault on a police officer.
Holy shit.
A firefighter.
How do you assault a firefighter? And, when does that come up?
I even I was shocked when I read. I'm like, who the fuck assaults a firefighter?
Yeah.
Those
guys didn't do nothing to you. Yeah.
What scenario would cause that? Right?
Firefighting is probably like the only, and like paramedics and like doctors. There's a certain amount of like careers that are really only just trying to help people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Firefighting is one of
them. I truly don't understand how that came out.
Yeah. That's
but you know what? Even when I question it, I'm like, it's Florida.
Florida.
So where else? Yeah. Where else? So they cuff him. They take him to the car. He tries one last time to run away again, and they tackle him down to the ground, and then they put him in the car and they take him. This is all just one arrest from a Walmart. Now clearly, this guy's going on some people's kids.
Yes.
But at the same time, parents, where were you?
Did they ever find out how old that dude was?
I think he was born in like 93.
Oh, so he's like,
yeah,
mature enough to know.
Oh, yeah. He was very much not an adult. A kid. He was not in his 20s at all.
This guy.
So, look, parents, where were you? What happened? Where did you go wrong?
All of the parents of Florida.
Yeah, honestly. from the parents, from the teachers, from the coaches. Where was the inspiration in this kid's life?
Crazy.
What happened?
Just crazy.
This dude had no remorse for what he did, clearly. He just wanted to get the fuck out of there. He didn't feel any guilt for knowing what he was doing. This dude, and he continued doing it. And you're just you let this dude go free? No, you read all those charges in front of him, and you still let this motherfucker go free?
No sense.
No sense. And you wonder why I talk shit about Florida because of shit like this. Come on. Yeah. Florida. All of Florida.
Get into the whole state.
The whole goddamn state of Florida. Shame on you. You're all getting out of some people's kids. All of you. Because you failed that boy. He's joining the list too, so don't worry. I'm not saying, but all of Florida. You fucked up. All of Florida, except for those police officers that arrested him because they did a good job. They were patient.
Surprisingly.
Yeah. And The Rock, too, I guess. No, fuck it. The Rock's going on the list.
Is The Rock from Florida?
He is.
Oh, shit.
Fuck it.
I had no
idea.
The Rock,
you're added to the list, too. The Rocky. Sorry. You knew what you were doing. But, yeah, that's one wild video. I need to watch, like, Halloween-inspired cop body cam videos.
There's probably a lot of like crazy body cam videos around Halloween.
Oh yeah,
I would picture.
Probably a wild time here. I'm surprised they haven't released any of downtown videos. It's probably going to be quite a bit. There's always it's a wild time in downtown Toronto on Halloween. So
definitely,
I'm sure there'll be some.
You know, there is a couple of things that
yeah.
I wanted to address in this episode before we did happen to end it off.
Yeah.
A couple of just the current event stuff that's going on. Mm. I think it was today or yesterday. It was the Maine shooting.
Oh, shit. Yes.
You know, 16 people happened to lose their life insane. In Maine.
And the guy's still on the run.
Yeah, he's still on the run. Hopefully they find him.
They released a picture of the guy.
He was like a gun instructor or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, crazy. So, you know, shout out to fucking
thoughts and prayers.
Everyone that is trying to find that guy, we need to lock that dude up. And thoughts and prayers to everyone who happened to lose their lives and everyone affected. Yeah, it's real fucked up. I think it was like yesterday or today or something like that.
I believe it was yesterday. And then they released the news today.
Yeah, definitely that. And then, you know, something we addressed in our last episode, definitely the whole Gaza-Israel stuff that's going on. You know, it's getting worse and worse every time that I'm happening to see it. Hopefully there can be some sort of... what are those things called in war where they're like, oh, we're going to, a peace treaty or something at that point in time? Or are they like stop for a bit?
Mm.
I don't know what it's called off the top of my head, but hopefully they have something like that because it's definitely getting nuts. But yeah, just wanted to address those two things for sure.
Okay. Okie doke. Well,
Raps are back.
They are
Raps
back.
Raps are back as well.
They played a hell of a game yesterday.
For some good ass news.
I lost my parlay, but whatever.
Carlos is big into sports betting now. He's a sports betting now, man.
Yeah, now that I got my bookie, my little bookie here, I'm into the sports bets, looking up whatever, you know, whatever's good in the streets, checking up on the players, seeing if they're sick or if they're well to play, or if, you know, I'm betting on everything. I'm betting on rat racing, fucking the Olympics and shit. I'm betting on everything and anything and everything. All right.
Damn.
I don't give a yo. I'm trying to get me a house, bro.
Damn.
I'm trying to get me a fuck. I'm trying to get wake up and get have things wine upon me one day, man. That's what I'm doing. With sports betting, baby. That's what I'm trying to get.
Fucking love it. Okay. Well, don't get too deep into it.
Oh, definitely. I'm in.
We got some.
I'm in. Bad I'm doing overtime.
That we've heard.
I heard. We just heard a rough one today.
Yeah.
The Reddit. I honestly, that's the thing. I appreciate about Reddit. These people being honest with their stories. I don't know if they're full of shit, but the way these stories are is like, damn. There's no way. Like, you can't make this shit up, man. This is insane.
Yeah, it's too too real of a story.
Very too honest. I'm like, holy shit.
It's like, why would somebody make this up?
It's nuts, man. That story. So basically, the story goes that a parent goes on Reddit and is telling of how her son, who was married and has two kids, is addicted to gambling. He maxed out all like 6 credit cards under his wife's name. He used company money to bet on gambling. She said it was roughly between 150 to 300K. That they wasted. He took out a loan in one of his parents' names for 100K, and it was supposed to be used to pay off the debt, but he ended up using it to gamble again. The wife and the kids left him, and now he is working a job that's not even related to what he went to school for. So if that's not a freaking, eye opener, like, yo, watch how the fuck you gamble.
Literally the worst of the worst.
That is like, Jesus Christ, that is rough.
Yeah, like Carl.
I read that shit. I'm like, fuck that. Like, dude, I'm like, even before, like, that's just one story, mind you.
Yeah. Thousands and thousands.
Very careful with gambling. I only do like $10. I'm not like going crazy. And that was just like, I'm not going nuts. I'm not like, I'm rarely on this app.
Yeah.
But folks, please, if you're, I know Canada or Ontario introduced this whole gambling shit, and there's ads like every other
everywhere.
Second. So like, please can't get be away careful. From them. Yeah. Please be careful. Even the apps are even telling you, are asking, they have disclaimers if you're fit to play. So like, it'll help you. You can even change the settings to limit your betting so you don't go overboard and shit. So please. And if you guys are down bad already, like, seek help, because y'all, this will affect you and it will ruin lives.
Yeah.
Because there's no recovering for this dude right here. He ruined the lives not only of himself, but his family. That family's credit is fucked.
Yeah.
Like, forever. Like, dude, they can never get a loan. They can never get a credit card. They're going to be paying this shit for the rest of their life. Their kids are probably going to be paying this shit too. All because of this one dude's mistake. And you don't want to be that guy. So please, be safe out there. Be careful.
Gamble responsibly.
Gamble responsibly.
Definitely. Well said.
And then when you, like, and then if you win it big, get you a fucking mansion and wine pun ting. Get things to wine pun you. Fucking get a steak.
Yeah.
Get flown out to Japan. You know? But guys, be safe out there. Please.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. No, well said. You know, Carlson and I definitely joke around about it, but, you know, there's no condoning fucking irresponsible gambling.
Just being in that family.
Yeah, it's a horror story.
Just experiencing this shit firsthand. Like, what? Like, if a family member told me that they used my money for that shit, I'm like, what the fuck do I do? Like, what the fuck? Huh? Oh, well. But I guess that's our horror story for the episode.
Ooh!
Anywho, folks. I'm good. You have anything else
good.
To say?
I'm good. That was a great Halloween episode.
Yeah, I think it
was,
I agree.
A little bit of scary, a little bit of thoughtfulness, a little bit of country.
Nothing like a little a real life to scare you folks out there. But I'm good. Ryan's not going to be here next week.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's another update.
He is going to be in Ottawa.
I'm going to be in the capital of Canada.
You know?
Yeehaw.
He's gonna be, Oh, he's going to be, I guess, progressive there too, apparently. I don't know. But yeah, he's going to be out there doing some shit. I think the trucker thing is coming back, so he's going
to
be there for
that. Yeah, I'm taking a week off to go join the Freedom Convoy.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't know why. Okay, but okay, to each their own. I think you're going to be by yourself, though. I don't think that's a... Okay. But yeah, he's going to be off.
I'm going to be wearing this hat. After Halloween.
We'll be discussing that too. Yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Happy Halloween. Stay safe out there, kids. You know, go be safe. And, you know, and use those candy bags. And don't forget, when you get them candies, to fill it in.
Peace, everybody. Peace, everybody.